What's going on, y'all hear me?
Hi, Drake.
You going on? What's up? What's up? You doing all right?
See our media okay here?
Yeah, y'all got me? Y'all can hear me?
Yep.
Sweet, man. Let's go, baby. What's up, guys? What's up? Got a room up there. I see y'all in the top corner. Wait, how I look? Y'all can see me or no?
Yes. We can see you.
Perfect. All right. Let's go. Don't go my way at once.
Go ahead and start with your questions.
Drake, what is your reaction?
I'm stoked. I'm super pumped. You know, can't wait to get up to New England. I'm looking so much, you know, so forward to it. And just an awesome moment to get here with my family and friends. One of the best nights of my life. And can't wait to get up there and get started and get to work.
Drake, the Patriots' Elliot Wolf said he's known for a couple weeks now that they were going to take you at three. When did you know that the Patriots were going to take you, or is this a surprise?
Yeah, when I heard that phone ring right beside me. I had the ring down phone, the old school phone right beside me at the draft. Once that rang, it was just rang real early, right at 10 minutes. Right when the clock was, Patriots on the clock, I heard it started ringing, and it was just kind of one of the moments I'll remember forever and I'll cherish. I think my mom grabbed that phone and took it with her, so we'll remember that forever.
Did she let you have any words with the conversation, or is she the one who picked up the phone?
Also? Yeah, exactly. No, I thought she was. No, she let me, pick it up, and it was a little tough to hear, but no, it was great. You could hear him pretty clear.
Drake, who is with you in Detroit?
Yeah, I got my three older brothers, three of my best friends. They, even my oldest brother, Luke, he plays basketball overseas in Japan. He flew back, yesterday and made it in for the trip. My two parents, a longtime girlfriend, and, 10 of my friends and family, came up and just as a surprise, yesterday. So awesome night. Can't wait. I know they're excited. We got a whole bunch of Patriots fans now, so I'm excited to see that.
Drake, what stood out to you about the Patriots in the pre-draft process?
Yeah, I think, went up there on the 30 visit, just not only the history on the wall, but, kind of just the motto there, work ethic, grind it out. The Patriots has been a dynasty and, one of the best areas, best sports towns, I think is the best, in the country. I'm so looking forward to getting up there, getting to see it, getting to see Gillette Stadium, and just looking forward to that. I think that's kind of what Coach Mayo preached. He's such a player's coach. I can see how, all the guys, can attract to him, and I look forward to playing for him and meeting everybody else.
Did you have any conversations with players that are currently on the Patriots, and then have you heard from them yet tonight?
Yeah, I have. I got to know actually Jacoby Brissett over the summer. Connor McDermott, I got to meet him at the Super Bowl. Who else on the Patriots? Gonzo a little bit, the DB. And other than that, I'm just excited to meet everybody else. And, can't wait to, get in that locker room. I remember walking through it, and they got a basketball hoop in there in the locker room that I was shooting at. That's what I remember. So can't wait to get up there and meet the rest of the guys and just kind of get going.
You mentioned Jacoby Brissett. What's your feelings about getting to be in a quarterback room with him?
Yeah, awesome. He's been so many different places, so many different offenses. I think he's been in this offense before with Coach Van Pelt. Just looking forward to getting to learn from him. I know he's an old guy, old vet, so I know he's looking forward and he can still play. So I'm looking forward to help contribute in any way, and I just looking forward to getting to see him. And I know he's the man.
Drake, you mentioned you got to know Jacoby last summer. Where did you guys meet?
Yeah, I've met him through Sam, Howell. Back when he was with the Commanders. So I had to meet them through mutual friends, the great buddies, and Sam speaks so highly of him. And so I got to meet Jacoby, and looking forward to being in the same room again.
You mentioned Alex Van Pelt too before. Did you get to meet him when you were up here? And what do you know about the offense, and what are you looking forward to running his
system? Yeah. Oh yeah. You heard me, coach, and maybe met first time at the formal interview at the combine. He was asked some questions and then went up there for 30 visit and went through some of the film, outside zone scheme, and like to throw it around. He was showing some clips and play action stuff with Rodgers back in the day in Green Bay. So I'm looking forward to being in that offense. I know they had a lot of success in the past, and just look forward to kind of finding my way to best contribute to the Pats Nation.
Drake, there's a lot of NFL analysts who would say that the Patriots situation for a rookie quarterback, if it's not the worst, is one of the worst. How do you feel about the situation that you're going into here?
I think they're wrong. I think that defense last year had a lot of teams at low points, and looking forward to helping anyway in the offense, offensively, and just looking forward to being there with Coach Mayo in his first year. Congrats to him, and I think anybody who's saying that, hopefully, we'll find out this coming this season. Just going to work hard with the guys and, prove them wrong.
We're going to pause for just a second and take a couple questions off here. We'll come back to the room. We'll go with Ian Steele. How to reactivate?
Thanks, Stacey. Drake, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on?
First of all, congratulations. Welcome to New England in a couple hours. When people think of the New England Patriots and they think of quarterback, they think of Tom Brady. What do you think of Tom Brady and following in his footsteps now?
Yeah, Tom Brady's the GOAT. Now, it's easy to say that. He's the best that ever played this game. I'm not going to be Tom Brady. So I'm just going to try to be Drake May. And from there, I'm just trying to learn from him, hopefully get to know him a little bit. And other than that, just try to, you know, soak it up and be a sponge and try to learn all I can from him. And he's the man in that town. So.
Next, we'll go with Doug Kide.
Hey, Drake, welcome to New England. Congrats on getting picked third overall. I just wanted to know a little bit more about what the Patriots first brought up in your combine interview with them when you were going over, you know, in those 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think the first thing, you just get to know me, was the first thing. He asked me some background questions, some family questions. I was the first time I talked to him was at the combine because I didn't do anything Senior Bowl stuff or any of that. So we were just kind of some background questions about my family, about my past 2 years. And they put me up on the board a little bit and watched some tape, some good plays I remember, and some of them are bad. So just kind of want to know my thought process and just being honest up there. And I remember drawing a play. I think they put it against cover two. I drew up a play. So.
Drake, when we were just meeting with Jerod and Elliot, Jerod said that, you know, he wanted to make it clear that you're not coming in as the starter and that you knew that. What was that conversation like, and what's your understanding on that?
Yeah, you know, they asked me, coach. You know, they asked me, you know, in front of, you know, just me in front of a bunch of coaches, and just, you know, I think my first thing is help any way I can contribute. You know, I'm prepared and be ready to be the starter. But at the same time, I think you know that as a young guy coming in there, it's not given to you. You got to earn it. You know, NFL is. Someplace you got to work your butt off. And my job is to go in there and earn the guys' respect. Help whoever is a starter. If I'm not, be the best player they can and help this team win.
Next question, Taylor Kyles.
Greg, first of all, congratulations. Welcome to New England. Watching your film, man, one of the things that stood out was your ability to attack the entire field inside and outside. So I'm curious, say it's 4th and 7 with the game on the line, whether it's a concept or a route, what would you say is your bread and butter play that you feel really comfortable with?
Yeah. No doubt. I think throwing up something over across the middle. I think, you know, I got to see it well. I'm a big 6'5 dude back there where it's a seam shot, you know, a big dig, you know, in the corner routes, corner post, anything across the middle of the field. I feel like, you know, I can make a throw, make all the throws, and I'm excited to, if it's not there, I can go make a play for myself. So I think that's the most looking forward to it and helping kind of expand that game into the NFL.
Appreciate it. Congratulations again.
Appreciate it.
Tyler Bronski.
Drake, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I got you, Tyler. What's up?
Awesome, man. Congrats. Welcome to New England. I'm curious if you're the type of guy that feeds off outside noise or you're the type that stays in his lane. It doesn't really motivate you. What's your mindset when it comes to that?
Yeah, I think control what I can control. That's the biggest thing. You know, all the outside noise is, you know, part of the media trying to make headlines. And the biggest thing for me is to worry about my play on the field and I worry about how I am as a teammate in the locker room and a man in the community. So that's what I'm worried about. All the outside noise, I think, it comes with, you know, my play on the field and that's what I can control.
I'll take a couple of final questions from inside the room. Karen Gregan.
Hey, Drake. Elliot Wolf said he appreciated and liked that you had an ability to elevate the players around you. How do you feel you're able to do that?
No doubt. I think that's, you know, it's a huge part of being the quarterback. You're the, you know, face of the team. They look to you, and my responsibility is to get the guys, get to know them personally. I think that's the biggest thing. Genuine relationships. That's the kind of what I feed off of. Get to know the guys truly, because you may not be able to handle, you know, the different guys the same way. You know, one guy you may be able to get on them a little bit, you know, yell at them or be a little harder on them. Like some, you know, back in North Carolina, some of the receivers, I could do that. And some of the offensive linemen, I was more kind of gentle and friendly and just picking them up. So get to know the guys personally. I think that's the biggest thing. And just be one of the guys. You know, I think, you know, coming in there as a, top 3 pick rookie, I think you kind of just stay humble and don't let that, worry about my play on the field and then winning games. And, that's not what I'm playing the game for. You know, I talk about I love football. You know, I love winning. And I think the biggest thing is I hate losing. Hate losing anything I do. It don't matter what it is.
Thanks, Drake.
Drake, what can Patriot fans expect from you when you get here? Obviously, full of charisma. You're excited about this opportunity. But what can Patriot fans expect when you get here?
Yeah, competitor and a winner. I think that's the main two things that come to mind. It doesn't matter if I'm racing you out the door or on the football field competing. I think, I'm competing to win, and that's what Patriots Nation is about. That's what they know how to do, and I'm ready to come in and do that.
Alex Barth?
Drake, obviously just like a long few months here with the pre-draft process. I know you still have a lot of work ahead of you as you get to New England, but how does it feel just to have this portion of this offseason behind you now?
Yeah, it's awesome, actually. I think, it's a long process, straight from the season into working out for the combine, then pro day, then these visits. So it was an awesome experience, though. A lot of learning, a lot of get to know about the NFL, get to know about the league, and meet a lot of different people, a lot of awesome coaches and awesome players. But I'm excited to get to rookie minicamp, get to know the fellow Patriots, and just ready to get to Foxborough.
Take a final question.
Drake, you mentioned combine interviews in this process. What did you learn during the course of the interviews that you need to address before you take the field as a Patriot? Things that you have gained from that process that you'll now try to invest in improving yourself?
No doubt. I think the biggest thing I learned is just be myself. Don't change for the NFL. Don't change for anybody that's hating or downplaying me, just be myself, be who I am. I'm not gonna change. You're getting Drake May, so I am. You're gonna see it, day in, day out. I may have not as much energy as I may sitting in one of those interview rooms as now, but one of the best days of my life. Can't thank Pats Nation enough, and the front office coach for trusting me, and I promise I won't regret it. And looking forward to it.
Thank you very much, Drake. You've got quite a few other interviews to do tonight, so we're gonna let you go. Thank you very much.
Sweet, guys.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Sweet. Look forward to seeing y'all.
Thanks, Drake.